Today's shir is Masechta Gittin Daf Chav Ches. We will begin on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, may we get if a shliach brings a get for a husband. And when he left, the husband was a sick man or an old man. And now the question is, if by the time he delivered the get, is this husband still alive? Says the Mishnah, we can assume that this man is Baruch Hashem still alive, and give the get based on that assumption. A few points to be made. There's a machloikis, some cipher and other achrayim, how to understand the Mishnah. What will be the halacha if the person is both old and sick? Amishnah speaks about being old or sick. Will the same din apply if he's old and sick? Some cipher says, no, if he's old and sick, then we can't assume that he's still alive. Others disagree, say even old and sick, we could assume he's alive. Shilte Gebayrim says that depends what kind of illness the person is suffering from. If it's sick, he got sick, b'day shemayim, he just got ill, then we could assume he's still alive. But if he got sick because somebody wounded him, he got stabbed or something like that, then we cannot necessarily assume that this person is still alive. Shilte Gebayrim. Another question that the Paiskim ask, the Farshim ask, is an obvious question. Especially nowadays, it's very obvious. But even in those days, why do we have to rely on Chazakis? Why don't we just try to find out if the person is still alive? So nowadays, it's very easy to find out. We all have telephones. Then it was more difficult. And in fact, that's the teretz that many Mefarshim give. It's difficult to always know if the person is alive. The din that you have to be mevarer and you shouldn't rely on a chazaka is only when it's easily to be mevarer, easy to find out what's doing. If it's not, we can rely on the chazaka. Others answer, there's two types of chazakas. There's one type of chazaka which we have a situation that happened and we don't know how to determine what happened, so we use the chazaka to help us make a determination. Here, we really don't have any shaila. The get was sent, the shliach is here, the wife is here. To create a shaila and then say, after I create a shaila, I have to go check it out, the halacha doesn't require us to do that. And in fact, that leads us to an interesting question. What would be if the shliach was sent with the get, and then the get is delivered to the wife, and then the wife finds out that the husband did die? Certainly died. The only question is, when did he die? Did he die before this get was delivered, or did he die after get was delivered? Here the Pais can already say, we can't rely on the Chazaka, because we know the man is dead. And the only question is, did he die earlier or later? Here the Mishnah, we wouldn't be able to say that we could assume that he was still alive when the get was delivered. Why is this all so important? Whether the get was delivered or whether he died, she's no longer married. So the obvious nafkamina is for Yibam, Chalitza. If he died without children, so if she's an almana, she's obligated in Chalitza Yibam. Otherwise, there is no obligation. Another nafkamina is, if she's an almana, she's allowed to marry a kohen. If she's a grusha, she's not allowed to marry a kohen. A third nafkamina goes back to Gemara that we discussed earlier. We know that halachi is that after someone dies, his wife may not remarry for 90 days. Regarding a get, we had the opinion of Shmuel that we don't count the 90 days from when the get was given, we count the 90 days from when the get was written. So now it's a very big nafkamina. If she's an almana, we'll count 90 days from the day of death. If she's in a grusha, we're going to count 90 days from when the get was written, which could be earlier. And that's what we need to know, is she an almana or a grusha? And the Mishnah is telling us we could assume she's a grusha. Another situation the Mishnah teaches us. Bas Yisrael nesul kohen. If you have a Bas Yisrael that's married to a kohen, v'holach bala medinas hayom, and her husband traveled to medinas hayom, aicheles b'truma b'cheska shukayim. Again, she could continue eating truma with the assumption that her husband is alive. Because a Bas Yisrael who marries a kohen is allowed to eat truma. Again, as the Mefarshim point out, if they had children, this wouldn't be relevant. Because if a Bas Yisrael marries a kohen and they have children, she's allowed to eat truma even if her husband dies. Here we're dealing with a situation where there are no children, so can we assume or can we not assume that the husband alive or dead, Mishnah tells us we could assume. Here, however, there's a machlokes ha-mefarshim, how to understand this portion in the Mishnah. Some mefarshim suggest that this Mishnah, part of the Mishnah, is only referring to a case where the husband is known to be well, and he's not an old person. So then we could assume he's Baruch Hashem alive. But regarding if he's sick or ill, maybe we wouldn't be able to rely on the chazakah. That's how some of Farshim explain the Mishnah. Others say that this part of the Mishnah is also referring to the same situation as the earlier case where he's sick or ill and still we could rely on the chazakah. Third situation. Hashaleh chatos m'din esiyam. Somebody says a kar mechatos from overseas to the Beis HaMikdash. And we know the halach is chatos shemesu baleo. A kar mechatos whose owner is no longer alive, lemisa azla, has to be left to die. So the question is, by the time it arrives in the Beis HaMikdash, can we safely assume that the owner is still alive? Says the Mishnah, we could bring it with the assumption he's still alive. Amar Rava, says Rava, loy shanu, when did our Mishnah say that we could assume that the person is still alive? If he's not yet 80 years old. Or if he's just ill. However, Sharif Khailul Chaim, most sick people, Baruch Hashem, get well. Ava Zokin Shagil Gvurth, if he's already 80 years old. The Geisesin, or he's a Geises, Sharif Geisesin Lamisa, once a person is a Geises, we have to assume that he will not make it. There's interesting machlokes harishonim. What would be the halacha by a Geises, who we know is still alive, and gave direction that a get should be given to his wife? Can we give a get or not? Most Rishonim say, yeah, why not? If we know he's still alive and he gave such a directive, we could give a get. Others say that once somebody is in the category, Rachmana Litzlan, of being a Geisus, when somebody's in the category of being a Geisus, he's not considered a Baradas anymore that could give a get. There's a very interesting Vart that I saw, the Chassidus Sfarim say this. You know, the minig is that Chas V'Shalom, somebody has somebody very ill, they give tzedakah for a Meir Balanes. Why? So the Sfarim say, because our Gemara just said, Roiv Geises and Lamisa, most people who are very ill don't make it. Rameir is the man that almost throughout Shas, who's Chayish Lemiyuta. He even is worried about a small percentage. So what we're doing is, we have a person who's very ill. We don't. Roiv tells us that he may not make it. So we give tzedakah to Ramei Balanes. Ramei is the one that says even we always rely and hope for the minority view. And I saw a very interesting story. Very interesting story. In Prague, the minig in Prague was that the Rav would pick his successor. As the Rav was getting older or dying, whatever, sick, he would pick his successor. So the predecessor to the Noida Behuda was the Rav of Prague, as they saw him being very ill. So the community leaders approached him and asked him, so who should be your successor? So he says, maybe Reb Meir. That's all he said, and he passed away. Nobody knew what he meant. So they decided that who will they choose to be the Rav? The person who will be able to figure out what this person said. So they started interviewing Rabbanim. And when they interviewed the Noida Behuda, they asked the Noida Behuda, do you know what this person, what this Rav meant? He said, sure, I know what he meant. What he meant was, maybe Rameya, maybe I'll survive. Because Rameya says, Chai Shlomiyuta, there's always a chance. We have to be concerned even for the small chance. So he figured out what the previous Rav said, and they made him the Rav of Prague. Esvei asked the Gemara, Esvei Abaya, we just learned in the Mishnah, maybe get veneer tzokin, if somebody brings a get, and he left the person very sick, I feel ben mei shana, even if the person's 100 years old, so here it says clearly that even if the person's very old, we could still assume that he's alive. Says the Gemara, tiyufta. Indeed, it's a tiyufta. Vibayisema, how can we answer? Kim de iflag iflag. Very interesting. A person, once he gets 80 years old, doesn't have the chazakah that he's alive anymore. Because the reason is fairly simple, because everybody's going to die. But once the person showed us that he survived and he's very old, so that person is an exception to the rule. And therefore he, we could assume, is still alive. What is the age? where we cannot assume that he's alive. And what is the age that we can't assume he's alive? So it's a machlokes rishonim. Rashi says from 80 to 90 are the tough years. Once he's 90, we could assume he's going to make it. That's how Rashi learns. The Rama, and this is the way the Rama paskins, says it's 100. It has to be 100 years old. Which the Reish Shlomo Kluger uses this Gemara for another halach l'maisa shayla. We mentioned the halach is that if a woman was married twice and her husband died on her, she's called a katlonis, and she's not supposed to get remarried. However, the Shulchan Aruch and the halach is that if the husband has died a natural death, like we said a moment ago, everybody is going to pass away. That's not considered anymore a katlonis. So the question is, at what age is a person who died a natural death considered that he didn't die because his wife made him die? So Shlomo Kluger says, he quotes Al Gemara. Al Gemara says that until 80, once a person's 80, you can't assume he's going to live. So that's why Shlomo Kluger says that if a person died when he's over 80 years old, his wife is not considered a katlonis. So Ramosha, and I saw the Shalos Chuvas Avni Zakarin, question of Shlomo Kluger. Al Gemara, so they say, and according to Shlomo Kluger, what happens if somebody dies when he's 100 years old, according to Ramo, and 90 years old, according to Rashi, she will be a katlonis. Is that true? Of course not. So they say you can't use Al Gemara to connect it to that Shaila. And there are many opinions in the Paiskim, what is the age that's considered a natural death. I saw all sorts of opinions, 60 years old, anybody over 60, over 70, over 80. The truth is I also saw opinions that say you can't really make a hard and fierce rule. You have to see how long people are typically living. In olden times, people didn't have the same mortality rate that we have nowadays. People died lighter younger than now, and that has to certainly be taken into consideration. The Gemara here says, Roiv Goises and Lamisa. So it's a very interesting Shaila. It's a Shaila the Maril and the Nachla Shiva already discuss. And it shouldn't happen, but it could happen. Let's say somebody's aware of a person who's a Goises. And he's davening for the person. He's davening for the person. And now it's Shabbos. So you don't have a telephone. You don't have a way of knowing what happened to the person. And Al Gemara says, Roiv Goises and Lamisa. Can you daven for the person on Shabbos? It's maybe a tefillah shav. If Al Gemara assumes that he's not going to survive, am I allowed to daven for the person on Shabbos? The Maril, interestingly, says you shouldn't daven on Shabbos for such a person. You shouldn't daven for a person if he's a Goises, because you can't assume he's going to make it. Most Paiskim, led by the Nachla Shiva, disagree and say, even Al Gemara says, Roiv Goises and Lamisa, we should be mispalel, and we could be mispalel with the assumption that the person is alive until we know Rachman Slan differently. There are Paiskim that suggest that when somebody's mispalel for a Goises, he should say, if he's still alive, he should have a refuah, or say whatever is best for him should happen to him. But most Paiskim can say, and I think that's the Minhag HaOlam, that the mispalel for a Goises, even if they don't know what his situation currently is. Ramilei Abaye l'Rava. So Abaye asked Rava the following question. Tanan, we just learned in our Mishnah, Hamevi get, if somebody's delivering a get, v'nicha zaken achayla, and he left the husband as an old man or an ill man, noislem b'cheskes shukayim, we can assume that the man is still alive. V'rminu asked the Gemara, we're going to learn, hareza kitach sho'achas kadnil misasai. A husband says to wife, I'm giving you a get that should be effective an hour before it passes away. And again, as we've explained so many times, why would one give such a get? Because he doesn't have children, and he doesn't want his wife to have to fall to Yibam v'chalitza. So the halach is, asura l'echel truma miyad. They may not eat truma, she may not eat truma. Because we always have to be concerned that he died. Amalei, so he says, truma agitin karamis. You're asking a question from truma to get. Truma, efshir. By truma, there's always a possibility to eat something else. So why rely on the chazakah? Just eat something else. Get, we have to have a way of delivering a get, and that's why by get we rely on chazakah. So I saw the Shailos HaTshuvos Torah Lishma uses this gemara to teach us a very important halacha lemaisa. He says, what is our gemara teaching us? Our gemara teaching us is that whenever we have the opportunity to do things in the most safe way, we shouldn't rely on chazakas. What does he use this for an example for? He uses an example for a simple example. I'm borrowing money from you. I'm an honest person, I hope, and you're an honest person. But we're also only human beings. So what's the right thing to do? The right thing to do is to write it out on a document and to have witnesses testify when I borrow the money and when I pay up, to rip up the shtar, to do everything 100%, even though we're honest people. What is our Gemara teaching us? That whenever it's possible to do something without getting involved and being smart and not getting involved in shilas, we should avoid shilas. However, asked the Gemara, v'rami truma, truma. So what are we saying? By truma, we could avoid relying on the chazaka. Eat something else. But yet we have no choice. So asked the Gemara, what about our Mishnah? Tanan, we just learned in our Mishnah a couple of moments ago. Bas Yisrael and Nesul Akayim. If a Bas Yisrael is married to Akayim, v'holich ba'alam dinas hayam, achels v'trum v'cheske shukayim. So we can't see, so we see we do rely on the chazaka. And now we have our stira, v'rmenu, we go back to the Mishnah that the Gemara just quoted. Hareza gita shachas kaidim misasa asur lech v'trum miyad. And she may not rely on the chazaka. So how do we reconcile this? And there's a very important taisvus here. Taisvus says, the Gemara gave an answer. Let's just review the shakla v'tarya. First, the Gemara said, you can't compare get to truma. Truma, I have options. Get, I have no options. So Gemara says, forget about get. We have a steer about truma alone. Says Taisvus, we just learned the Mishnah. Everybody knows. The steer is obvious steer. What's the Gemara? What was the Gemara's havamina? So Taisvus teaches us how the Gemara works. Taisvus says the Gemara right away knew that teretz doesn't hold water. And right away we have a stira that we all just learned the Mishnah. He says, but the derech hashas is to go with answers that the Gemara knows can't stand. But that's the way the Gemara expresses itself. It says an answer, asks a question, says an answer, asks a question. That's the way the Gemara chose is the proper way of learning. So how do we reconcile these two Mishnayos? Omer of Adab Reder of Yitzchak, Shani Hosom. In that case, it's different than our case. Because in that case, the husband specifically said, Shrei Osra Lev Sha'achas Kadem Isasai. He clearly said that he will be also, that there will be a time that she will not be allowed to eat truma. When? That last hour before he dies. In other words, in our Mishnah, there may never be such a time. There is certainly going to be a time because the hour before he passes away. Says the Gemara, how are we assuming that in the case of that Mishnah, there's certainly going to be a time where she will not be able to eat truma? That's only if he's going to die before her. You know, she may die before him. Maskef lo rapapa. Mai the iu mais bereisha. Why are we assuming that for sure he's going to die before her? And since he's going to die before her, there's going to be a time when she certainly may not eat truma. Tell me, iu mais bereisha. Maybe she'll die before him. And there'll never be a time that she can't eat truma. So we still need to reconcile these two mishnais. Ela omer abaya, loy kasha. Her Rabbi Meir, the loy chayesh lamisha. Ramei is the man, the Amr, that's not concerned for death, and therefore our Mishnah follows Ramei's opinion. We don't have to worry that he died. Rabbi Yehuda is the man, the Amr, that we're worried about death. Where do we find this machlokes? So we just learned it the other day on Daf Chaf Hei, the Tanan, and we'll review this Gemara fairly quickly because we just learned it 3 days ago. The Mishnah says, Halakech Yaim Ben Akutim. If somebody buys wine from a Kuti, who the Gemara considers them full-fledged Jews, that have to take off Trumas and Maestris, but were not careful to take off Trumas and Maestris, because they, as we described, because they weren't careful about lifting evil Esita Mechshol. And now I buy this barrel of wine from him, so I have to take off my own Trumas and Maestris, and as we explained, either I don't have any utensils into which to empty out the Trumas and Maestris, or it's Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos, where halach is that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take off Trumas and Maestris, and I don't have the time and the ability, it's the last minute, to take off my own Trumas and Maestris. What do we do? So says the Gemara, we learned that according to Meir, he says, we started again, we spoke about 100 lugim, 100 gallons. Shnei lugim shani also lafrish. The first two lugim I designate mentally, and I say they will be Truma. Asara Maestrishin. And again, not to review the whole, we spoke about this at length, it's not really 10, because Maestrishin is 10% of what's left over. 10% of 98 is not 10. 10% of 98 is 9.8. Tisha Maisa Sheni. So then I take Maisa Sheni. Or Meichel Shoshes Miyad. Again, we had a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. How to understand Meichel Shoshes Miyad. Taisus says a Meichel means, and then I could drink. Rashi says that the Maisa Sheni, which may be redeemed the money, so I don't want to rely on this if I have a choice, so I should redeem the Maisa Sheni. Maisa Rishon and Truma, I don't have those options. Divrei Rav Meir. That's Rav Meir's opinion. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, Oisrin. Why? Because Shema Yibaka Hanod. What does Shema Yibaka Hanod means? We have to be concerned that the barrel will break. So says the Gemara the same thing here. And what about Rav Meir? Rav Meir is not worried. The barrel's fine. So the same thing. Rav Meir in our Mishnah says, we don't have to worry that the person died. Rav Yehuda said, just like we're worried there, that the barrel will break, here we have to worry that the person died. Ask the Gemara, Rava Amar, Shememes Lachashinen. Shemayamas Chashinen. We're not worried that he died. We only have to worry that he will die. So that's why there we're concerned. In our Mishnah, we're only worried about what was. We don't have to worry that a person died. But that a person will die, we have to worry. Why? So I saw two pshat. One pshat is the Noida Behuda's pshat. Noida Behuda says, everybody has a Cheskes Chai. We can assume he's alive. But we know that everybody's going to die. I'll tell you where the Noida Behuda says this. He says this regarding a woman becoming a Nida. He says, we could assume that a woman is Tahar. But we can't assume that a woman won't become a Nida, because every woman will get her period. The same thing here too. The husband that went to Medina Sayyam gives her the get. The husband that gave the get that it's going to die, that should be effective 1 hour before he passes away. And that's going to happen, and that's why we have to be concerned. Another pshat, a little more lomdish, between the difference between Shememes and Shemayomis is as follows. What does a chazaka tell us? A chazaka can only speak to the past. A chazaka can't speak to the future. So Shememes, maybe he died, which speaks to the past. We don't have to worry that he died. Shemayomis, which speaks to the future, we can't rely on chazakas. Amalei, Rav Adar b'masn l'rava, so ask Rav Adar b'masn l'rava, v'noid. Noid is a situation of Shemayomis. The noid is fine, and yet we see there's a machlokes. So the Chasam Sofer asks, how could you compare a barrel to a person? A person is certainly going to die. A barrel is not for sure going to die. A barrel could survive. A barrel doesn't have to break. So the Chasam Sofer answers that perhaps on a practical level, it's very interesting Chasam Sofer, he says perhaps on a practical level, the status of a barrel is a lot more secure than the status of a person. He says, but on a halachic level, the status of a person is a lot better than the status of a barrel. Why? Because the person here that we're talking about, number one, has a cheskes chai. Number two, has a cheska, this woman has a chazaka that she's been eating truma. So the chazakas all point in her favor. By produce, the produce has a cheskes tevel. So that's why maybe on a practical level we have to be less concerned by a noid, but on a halachic level we have to be more concerned. Omer Rav Yehuda midiskarta. So the Gemara says noid is different. Shani noid deefsha the muscle of the shomer. A noid I can prevent from breaking. I give it over to a shomer. Maskalor amisharsha arvach arvitzor. So just because you gave over the flask to a shomer, is that a guarantee that it's going to survive? And like the Rishonim explain, the concern of the Gemara is not that the Shoim is going to die, because we just said we're not worried of people dying. But the concern is that the Shoim is not going to do the job right. Ela Marava, Shememes Lechshinen. Everybody agrees that we don't have to worry that somebody who we know is alive died. Shemayomis Tanaihi is a Machoikis Tanoim. Rameya is not Choshish for Shemayomis. Rabbi Yehuda is Choshev Shemayomis. The Mishnah that speaks about somebody giving a get that should be effective an hour before is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So we learned in the Mishnah, Hashloi Chatos from Medina Sayyam. If somebody sends his Chatos from Medina Sayyam, we can be comfortable in knowing that we can be comfortable in believing and knowing that the person's still alive and bring the karma chattis. Ask the Gemara, but how could you ever do this? For being a smicha. And the person, I'm here, and my carbon's in Yerushalayim. How am I doing smicha? I'm Rav Yosef, the carbon noshim. The Mishnah is saying, the Mishnah is referring to women. Women aren't obligated to give smicha. Tosfos makes an interesting observation. He says, even though the halacha is to do, you have to do smicha, the smicha is not ma'akif. If I don't do smicha, it doesn't invalidate the carbon. So why didn't the Gemara give that teretz? Tosfos seems to suggest the Gemara could have given that teretz. The Gemara gives this teretz. Rav Papa Amar is talking about a chatas oif. What's a chatas oif? A chatas oif is a carbon chatas that comes from a bird, that there is no din of smicha. So our Mishnah, as we conclude this piece of Gemara, has taught us the same concept, the same din, three times, that we don't have to worry about something happening, that the person died. Get, truma, karmachatis. And the question is, why do I have to teach the same, why does the Mishnah have to teach the same din three times? Answers the Gemara. Tzricha. The Yashmin and get, Mishnah Delay Efshar. By a get, he may not, there's no other way. If we're not allow, if we're not going to rely on the chazakah, as we explained on Amud Aleph, you'll never be able to send a get with a shliach, always with the concern that the husband died. Aval truma, the efshar. By truma, you don't have to eat truma, eat something else. Emeloi, maybe we shouldn't rely on a chazakah. Viashmin and truma, the efshar, zim delay efshar. Sometimes a person is very poor. And as we've said so many times, truma is very cheap. Truma is very cheap because there's very few people that can eat it. Only Kohanim and their wives. So taking this option away from a person that can eat truma is not really a good option. We can't bring chulin. If the person is dead, this is not allowed to be brought. So it's chulin lazara. That's why it's tzricha. So Mefarshim ask, the din by chatas oif is that it can be brought misafik. So what's the Gemara saying? That I need to teach us chatas oif. Chatas oif, you can bring from a suffix. So there are a number of answers given to this question. One, a fairly simple answer, the Rajba says it, says you take out the words chatas oif. Aval chatas noshim, we're talking about a chatas noshim, and a chatas noshim, which is a chatas behema, if the owner died, you can't bring. So maybe I should not be allowed to bring it misafik, says the Mishnah, we can rely on the chazakah. Interesting question. According to the Teretz, that we refer, the Rishayim asked this question, if that we were speaking about Chatas Noshim, so why does our Mishnah say, why does our Mishnah call it Hashlei Chatasoi, Loshin Zohar, if we're talking about her Chatas? So Rishayim give two answers. One answer is because Koma Shekon Si Shekon Abala. So really, technically, it's his. Another Teretz is that many times the Gemara, the Mishnahis, get confused between Loshin Zohar and Loshin Negeva. But let's go back to the girsa of Al-Gemara. Al-Gemara's girsa is that it's a chatas oif. And the question is, a chatas oif, there's no problem. We could bring a chatas oif misafik. So I saw three more terutzim. One terutz is, the din that a chatas oif can be brought misafik is only if the owner is bringing it. Here it's not the owner bringing it, it's a shliach. A shliach cannot bring a chatas oif misafik. A second terutz is like this. We discussed this at great length in Masech the Nazir. Even though the halacha is that a chatas oif can be brought misafik, the halacha is you can't eat a chatas oif that's brought misafik. Why? Because if we review it, it's chazar masech the nazir. A carbon chatas oif, how is it killed? With malika. If you would do malika on a bird, it's treif, it's a nevela. Only carbon could be done malika. So if a chatas oif is being brought misafik, you could bring it, but you can't eat it. Our Mishnah is teaching us that not only could you bring the chatas oif on the assumption that the person who sent it is alive, you could even eat it on that assumption, and it won't be a shayla that it's nevel because of its chatas oif. A third teretz is that this halacha, that a chatas oif is brought misafik, is not a hard and fast rule. It depends on what the situation is. If the chatas oif is being brought not because the person did an aveira, then you could bring it misafik. If it's because of carbon oil of a yoyrid that is a miyaveira, you can't bring it misafik. One last point to make. Al-Gemara, in the previous piece, made a distinction between Shema Mace versus Shema Yomus. And as we explained, a person, we could assume, is alive. We can't assume that a person's not going to die, because everybody is going to die. I don't want to sound so morbid, but that's what the Gemara is saying. And the Paiskim say that we have to use this concept, lahaloch lemaisa, that whenever an opportunity to do a mitzvah comes our way, we have to do it, because who knows if tomorrow we'll have the chance. To the degree that the Taz says, lahaloch lemaisa, that we know that during the 9 days, we're not supposed to make a shachiyanu. And therefore, you can't put on a new suit during the 9 days if you make a shachiyanu. You shouldn't put on a suit during the 9 days even if you don't make a shachiyanu. But now, the question is, let's say you got a new fruit that you didn't eat. And if you wait till after the 9 days, it won't be edible. And there's a mitzvah to make a shachiyanu when you have a fruit that you didn't eat. Says the Taz, that even though it's the 9 days, make the shachiyanu. Maybe you'll be able to get this fruit next week. And don't make a shachiyanu during the 9 days. Our Gemara is teaching us you don't know what's going to be next week. And therefore, make the bracha. Says the Mishnah. Shlosh dvarim amar b'lazav ben parta. There were three things that b'lazav ben parta said l'fnei chachamim. V'kayim es dvarim. And they agreed what he said. Al'ir shekifur karkam. A city that was besieged. V'al svinah matrefs b'yam. Or a boat that's sinking. V'al yoytze lidoin. Somebody was sentenced to death, or he's in such a capital situation, we could assume that he's still alive. A city that was already overtaken, or the ship already sank, he's already on the way to being killed, then we can't be sure that he's alive, we can't be sure that he's dead. And therefore, Bas Yisrael Akayin, if such an individual is married to Bas Yisrael and they don't have children, or Bas Kayin Yisrael, or such a Bas Kayin is married to Yisrael, neither of them will be Lati Truma, because we can't be sure that he's dead, we can't be sure that he's alive. Am Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, Lo Shanu of Bezen Shal Yisrael. This that we said, that a person is being taken to be killed, we can't be sure what is his situation, is only if it was in a Bezdin Shal Yisrael. Because in a Bezdin Shal Yisrael, the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin teaches us, we're always going to try until the last minute to maybe find a way of exonerating him. Avol, the Bezdin Shal Yisrael, Kivin the Gomalei, Dina Luktala, once he's been sentenced to death, Miktakatalei, they're going to kill him. Amoy Abaya asks Abaya, Bezdin Shalav Dikachavim Nami, even by the Bezdin of Akum, the Makabali Shachti, they take bribes. So why are we saying that just because he's been sentenced, why are we assuming that just because he's sentenced, he's certainly dying, maybe they'll take a bribe and let him off. Amalei, so he responded, Kishakli Mikama Dalachdim Persi Shangat. They only take bribes before Parsi Shamgug. What's Pshat Parsi Shamgug? So I saw two Pshatim. One Pshat is Parsi Shamgug means a verdict. They only will take bribes before the verdict. Once the verdict is there, they don't take bribes. Or Parsi Shamgug means a higher level official. A lower level official will take a bribe. But the Parsi Shamgug with a higher level officials, once they're in that level, they don't take bribes. So if they sign the verdict, there's no turning back. So the Mefarshim ask, we spent a lot of time in the earlier Perek discussing a document that was processed in a non-Jewish court and saying that it has a lot of validity. The question is, why? If our Gemara just said that the Akum take bribes. So the Mefarshim answer, there's a difference between testimony given by Akum versus a verdict. Testimony, they can be trusted that they're going to give honest testimony. Verdict, they may take a bribe. The Chassam Sofer also says, it's very b'chiddush, the Chassam Sofer, that says, our Gemara is saying that a bribe, that the Akum courts will take a bribe. Says the Chassam Sofer, from here we see that we're allowed to give them a bribe. That you're allowed to give a bribe to get the person off the hook from getting killed. Yes, that's why we assume that the person who was sentenced is still alive. Why is he sent, assuming that he's alive? Because we gave a bribe. If we're not allowed to give a bribe, how can we assume that he's still alive? Meisvei asked the Gemara, Komokon, Shiyamdu Shnayim. Where it says, Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, wherever two people standing, V'yomer Ma'idim Anu as Ish Pliny, we're saying testimony about this individual, Shenigmar Dina Bebez Dina Shel Pliny, that this person, we're referring there to a person who was sentenced to be killed and he ran away. So he runs to another city and he's brought into court and he's caught and he's brought into Beis Din in that other city. And two Edom come to Beis Din and say, we could say testimony, Shenegmar Dina Bebez Din Shel Pliny, that he was sentenced to death in that Beis Din, or Pliny Pliny Adov, Harezi Harid. We killed a person. So we see, this is talking about Jewish court. So Rabbi Yosef said, by Jewish court, we always have to be concerned that maybe they exonerated him. Here we see that we don't have to be concerned. Answers the Gemara, Dilma Berech Shani. Here we're talking about a person who ran away. He's a different story. Why? So Rabbi Yosef gave a number of pshatim. One pshat is, why did he run away? Because he knew they're not going to be able to find any defense for him. That's why he's not going to be exonerated. Another pshat is, this is really a special dispensation we give to a person. A person went through the system and he was declared guilty, he should be killed. We give a person special dispensation. The Bereach loses that opportunity. Toshma, another Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. Shomer Beis Din Shel Yisrael. Somebody heard from a Beis Din Yisrael. Shayom Ish Plani Meis. This person died. Ish Plani Nerag. This person was killed. The Aloch is, you see, Ishtai. His wife could get remarried. However, if we heard from Kuntres Yishalav Dekachavim, from Goyim, that Ish Plani Meis, that this person died, Ish Plani Nerag, this person was killed, I see it's Ishtai. We can't let his wife get married. Ask the Gemara, my Meis, my Nahari, what does that Gemara mean? Ilema Meis, Meis Mamish, that he's literally dead, the Nerag Mamish, that he was literally killed. So why the Kavasor Gavagav Dechavim? Why can't we trust Goyim? Amai Ayusius Ishtu. Why can't his wife get remarried? Hokaimalon, the Kamasich Lefitumai, a Goy, even if he doesn't normally have Namonis, if he's just saying something, not because he believes he's being called to say testimony, Hemunim Hemnile. So even if it's a Goy that's saying it, we should trust him. Elalaf, Mace, what is the Gemara there referring to? Not that we actually know for sure that the person died. Meis is Yotzalomus. He's been taken to be killed. Nerag was Yotzal Harag. V'ktani, v'bezen shi Yisrael, and the results are just the opposite of our Gemara. V'bezen shi Yisrael was saying, Yisias Ishtu, because we can be sure he got killed. By the Goyim, we're not sure he got killed. Our Gemara, Rabbi Yosef said, just the opposite. By Yisrael, we always have to be concerned. Maybe we found a schus in the last minute, and by Goyim, we don't have that concern. So how do we reconcile that Gemara with Rabbi Yosef's statement? Says the Gemara, L'Oilam Meis Mamish. The way to understand that Gemara is that they're saying that the person died. The Nerag Mamish. Aye, so we ask the Kasha, the Amrit, the Kavasog Abag V'chavim Amai Loi. Why wouldn't we trust the guy to say it? The Kaimalon, the Kamasich L'Fatumai, Hamuni Mehemni. A guy is trusted. Answers the Gemara, Hani Mili, B'Mistad Loi Shaychaba. If a guy comes, Masich L'Fitumai, and tells us that somebody died, and he has no vested interest, we trust him. Aval B'milsa the Shaykhiba, in a case where this guy says that he was part of the court that sentenced this person and killed this person, so it's something that he's proud of. Even if it's Masich L'Fitumai, we can't trust him, because Ovzit L'Chazuke Shikrayu, they may want to be building up a lie, that's how they're boasting. This is one version of Rabbi Yosef. I'm Rabbi Yosef, but there's an Ikadamri, a different version of what Rabbi Yosef said. It's really almost a repetition of the previous Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Loi Shana al Bezin Shalav Kechavim, by a Bezin Shalav Kechavim that takes bribes. There we have to be concerned that even though the person is alive, Avol Bezin Shiyisrael, by a Jewish court, Kim the Nafik Leidina Lektala, once the verdict is passed, that he's supposed to get killed, katlile. And as Tysus points out, it's not to mean that we don't that if somebody comes up with something which is a schus, that we have a way of defending the person, we don't pay attention. We know, as we said earlier, and the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, that we certainly do. But We don't have to assume, that usually doesn't happen, and therefore Beis Din sentenced the person to death, we could assume that he died. Amalei, Baya, asked the Baya, Beis Din Shisro Nami Efshad Chazalei Tzchusa, if Beis Din also may find something to exonerate him, answers the Gemara, Ki Chazalei Tzchusa, when does that normally happen? Mekamed Lig Medina, before the verdict has been passed. However, Basa Gom Medina, once the verdict has been passed, it's very unlikely that he's going to be exonerated. Not that we wouldn't accept it, but it's unlikely, and we could assume that he was killed. It says the Gemara, Leima Masayle, going back to the previous Gemara, Kamakum Shiyam Dushnaim. Somebody ran away, somebody was sentenced, and he ran away to another city, was caught. As long as two people come and say, we're saying testimony that this person, Nigma Dina Bebez Din Shaplani, that this person was sentenced. Well, plenty with Edom. And these were the Edom, Harezei Yaharig. So we see that that's correct. We don't have to assume that the person's going to be exonerated. So tomorrow you can't bring a riot from there. Because Dimla Barech Shani, as we explained earlier, it's a whole different situation. Toshma, Shamim Bebezdin Shay Yisrael. They heard from Bebezdin of Yisrael. Shayimim Ishplani Mace. This person died. Ishplani Narek, this person was killed. Yasius Ishtar. His wife may get remarried. However, we heard from the Goyim that Ishplani Meis, Ishplani Nerag, Ayusi's sister, his wife may not get married. My Meis and my Nerag. So again, repetition. What does that mean? Ilayim Meis Mamish, Venerag Mamish, that they're actually saying that these people were killed, this person was killed. Ask the Gemara, the Kavasegar of the Chavim of my Ayusi's sister, why may his wife not get remarried? We always trust even a guy when he's Masich Lefitumai. Elalaf, what must that Gemara mean? Mace doesn't mean that we actually saw him dead. We only saw Yaitzlamus, that he was being taken to be killed. Vinherig means Yaitzlarg, that he was taken to be killed. Because, Tani, we learned, Bebezin Shi Yisrael, Yitzir Sishtai. Then Bebezin Shi Yisrael, we can marry, we can allow his wife to get married. Why? Why can we allow his wife to get married? Answers the Gemara, so it's a proof, because Beis Din Shi Yisrael, once they pass a verdict, we trust them. Beis Din Shalaikum, we can't be sure that they're going to carry out the verdict. Says the Gemara, La'olam, it has nothing to do with a verdict. It's Meis Mamish. He was actually killed. V'nerig Mamish, if they're saying that he was killed, the Kavasah, Gav the Kachavim Amayloi, so then why can't we trust Avi Kachavim? The Kaimalon, the Kamasich Vlitumoi, Himnu Himni. So if they're saying that he died, we should even be able to trust the guy. Says the Gemara, Hani Mili, the Milsad Lo Shaychiba. If a guy comes that he had no personal vested interest, we trust the Masich Lefitumoi. Aval, there it's referring to a situation where the guy were part of the court. Milsad Lo Shaychiba, Avdel Kskur Shakrayu, and Amayloi, we don't have a proof to this version of Rabbi Yosef's statement. The saying by Jew Beis Din, we don't have to worry that the sentence was overturned, and by Goyim, we do have to be concerned.
Easy and meaningful fast. You want me to take your BlackBerry also?
No.